Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Gone Racing, VSiN's premier NASCAR betting podcast. Here are your hosts, former NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan and Las Vegas Motor Speedway's Jeff Motley.
Welcome in, everybody. I get a Viva Las Vegas call right as we're going on air from Wyatt. Welcome in to, of course, Gone Racing in the Circa Studio. And Mr. Jeff Motley, it is finally Viva Las Vegas week. We are here. It is our week. But we have to put a bow on our Texas, or not Texas week, goodness gracious, I was even there, on the Roval, your favorite thing week, at Charlotte. And so we had an interesting race. Those of us in the Gone betting pool, Gone Racing betting pool, we were looking, I was at the race, I'm calling the race for the beards, I got a little eye on my Gone Racing bets, you know, and I'm like, hey, look, I got Toyota 1-2-3 dominating this race, I got the Toyotas to win, I'm feeling good. Head to the airport, and then I get the text messages from you guys, and I'm like, what, who? And the guy we poo-pooed finally, the guy we were high on all year long, and then we finally poo-poo.
The guy I said would win a race to get himself into the playoffs, waited until the playoffs when it really didn't count.
That's right. He missed it. But he still, way to go, AJ. I mean, you know, look, I love, if you really don't know AJ Allmendinger, AJ Allmendinger is a super duper guy. I mean, he is so much fun, so nice, but I was so glad he did get the win. And the win, he was 10-1, which he was one of the favorites. Top three, plus 275, Group Lee, plus 240. Chevy was minus 105, and that was the favorite of it. And Byron, he was even money as last week. The head-to-heads weren't a lot of fun. But AJ did come home with the W, and we've been betting him all year long. And we finally said, you know what, we're not going to bet AJ. He hasn't been like he was supposed to on the road courses this year. And then what's he do?
Well, he got himself in the right position at the right time, and then he ran very well. He did great on those last restarts. It was a big shot in the arm for the colleague team. Yep. Have I ever told you my Allmendinger story where I actually could not have been – I was happy, and then I was so upset for him. So first year he came out for a test. He was just starting in the Cup Series, and he was willing to get up early and do morning TV for me.
And those that don't know, every track, not just Mr. Motley, but every track looks at you and says, hey – will you do a 4:30 5:30 a.m. hit? And you're like,
well, fortunately for him, Fox 5 would be on until 8 a.m. at the time. So he came out and he did his hit at like 7:30 in the morning, right?
Okay.
At 9 o'clock, we start this test session. I think he was running the Red Bull car Speed, I believe, and he just come in. By noon, he had crashed both of his cars and had to load on the first day of the test session and had to load them both up and head back to North Carolina. I felt so bad. I think this guy is never going to do an interview for me ever again. But anyway, it's good that he was able to get the win this weekend. Like I said, it was great for Colleague. I mean, we really don't know what AJ's story is going to be next year. You know, he knows he's got a ride with Colleague. They're saying it could be an Xfinity ride. So for him, if this is a way he kind of goes out with, you know, his full-time Cup career, then it's a good thing to put a feather in his hat, if you will.
Oh, look, here's the big deal. Look, AJ Allmendinger, the good news is he knows he's got a ride next year, right? I mean, a lot of guys don't even know that he's got a ride next year, so you know he's happy about that. Whether it's Xfinity, whether it's Cup, I think the nice thing about this iteration of AJ Allmendinger, he loves being at Colleague, he loves Chris Rice, he loves those guys, and he's just, you know what, he's got a great home, he's got a great place. Whether it's Xfinity Cup, he'll go out and try to win races, have a great time doing it, great smile, a brand new daddy, by the way. And so that's why he's not coming to the Brendan Gaughan Celebrity Backjack Tournament. I didn't name it. He did. And
that's so you would be responsible for getting all the celebrities.
And that's why it has the people that I like. If you want to know who I like, look who's in the tournament.
Yeah, we know a couple you didn't want in the tournament. But we won't mention any of those names.
Let's get to the top 10 and see how some of those top 10 guys did. In the race, the top 10, William Byron was plus 180. Turned himself into a heck of a little run there. No stage points, no nothing. Just ran the race to get the finish. And Byron's still keeping himself in that conversation for the championship. He was 180. Kyle Busch, plus 450. Kyle, of course, needed to win the race to get in the playoffs. Came oh so close. He got Ty Gibbs there right at the end. But Ty Gibbs, a good run, fourth place. Logano, Reddick, who dominated early. Chris Buescher, once again, another solid top 10. Bowman with a flash there. The ninth place finish. Got Chase Elliott advanced into the owner's playoff, which those that we don't talk about it often, but the money gets paid by the owner's side. So Chase Elliott can still win the owner's championship.
Who got knocked out of the owner? Who is the one that's in the drivers right now that's not in the owners? I'm not even sure who that is. But that'll take up too much time for us to figure this out.
Go on to the playoff standings, and I'll find that for you by the time you finish talking about that.
Well, we are talking about the playoffs, and we did lose four drivers this past week, and now we've reset again. We go into this round of eight. If we get one of these eight guys that wins this weekend in Las Vegas, then he automatically advances to the final four. And those bonus points are huge because right now William Byron has a 20-point gap on the fifth place, which is Chris Buescher right now. Martin Truex Jr., he's got a 15-point gap. Denny Hamlin's got an 11-point gap. And Kyle Larson, a small 3-point gap. Kyle Larson was a guy who was really, really sweating it because he crashed in practice. Then he had to start at the rear of the field, did not have a strong day at Charlotte, and really kind of just, he was the last guy to sneak in there. So it was pretty big for him to get in there. Martin Truex Jr., an amazing stat about Martin Truex Jr. In the six playoff races,
he has not
finished in the top 15. Hmm. But how often do you and I talk during the course of the year about the importance of bonus points?
Yep, and we talked about that all season. And Martin Truex Jr., he had a lot. Here's the thing, and that's what saved his
bacon. That's exactly what I mean.
He has saved his bacon. You've been preaching the playoff points. You were arguing that some of these guys earlier, you know, even if Harvick, when he made it, no playoff points. Well, what has saved Martin Truex's bacon is the fact that when he restarts this round, he's already got himself, you know, a 15-point to the good, and he has been abysmal in the playoffs, but he keeps staying around. That's all that matters.
But I will tell you, if he goes the next three races without a top 15, he's not in the playoffs.
No.
He's not in the final four.
You ask me who's in and who's out. Ryan Blaney is not in the owner's points championship.
Is this 2 years in a row?
I think so. So Blaney is out, and Chase Elliott is still.
Because they were the only team that got in the playoffs without a win last year as a driver because Kurt Busch
got knocked out.
Couldn't finish.
So, you know, but the guys that got knocked out, you said Bubba with his first playoff. Bubba made a great run too. He had a shot to do well. I was pretty impressed with him in that race, especially when we absolutely poo-pooed him on the on his road course racing prowess, and he ran up front the entire day. I mean, he really was running well.
Yeah, he was strong, and then you know, we get into the strategy deal
him
with
Chris,
the road
Chris
courses
Rebell, they were all
and the pit stops. You know, the one guy who's got to be kicking himself a bunch right now is Brad Keselowski, and not for Charlotte, but Brad's got to be kicking himself for running into Carson Hosevar and starting that crash at Talladega, because if Brad doesn't do that, Brad's got a great chance to win that race at Talladega and had a great chance to advance.
Yeah, Brad's still got the main man. Believe in Buescher, right? I mean, the guy is still absolutely there, killing it and kicking butt. Bubba Wallace, kind of bummed about him. Ross Chastain, who we said it all year, he did not look like strong all year long. It kind of, he'd show flashes, but wasn't consistent enough. You said that a bunch of weeks ago, and you know, so he got knocked out. And Kyle Busch, early season, great start, definitely cooled off, gave it a run there at the end, but Kyle got knocked out too. So
yeah, and you know, you mentioned Ross Chastain. I think there was a lot of high hopes coming into this season for that track.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that Trackhouse team took a little bit of a step back this year. You know, Suarez didn't make it to victory lane. Chastain, I mean, you remember last year, Chastain was contending almost every week.
Made it to the Final Four last year.
Absolutely. Had a chance to win. So,
but listen, that's one of those things where it's almost hard. They came from nowhere, right? I mean, this came out of left field.
Right, they set very high bar.
Well,
exactly.
And so I think they surprised people last year, which maybe helped a little bit. This year, expectations there. But they're both out now, and they still just got some races to win if they can. Upcoming schedule, of course, this is the last round of the playoffs before we get to the championship round. And we start off, of course, with what is on our chest, Jeff? South Point 400. It's our big weekend here for you know, my family, especially with the South Point. So it's a huge deal for us. A lot of things going on. Then we head to the mile and a half at Homestead, the Dixie Vodka 400. And then once again, NASCAR and picking these final races. Martinsville, Virginia, last race for this round of the playoffs. Absolutely phenomenal. And then, of course, the finale down in Phoenix. Guys that are good at Vegas.
You know, it's what one. You know, one thing that's great about Vegas is yes, we've got some guys who have won a few races here. I mean, Joey Logano probably comes to mind first. But if you look over these last 5 years at the variety of drivers, William Byron's been to Victory Lane. Kyle Larson's been to Victory
Lane.
Alex Bowman's been to Victory Lane. Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano. You know, Kurt Busch, he's not racing now, but Kurt Busch has been to Victory Lane. I mean, Martin Truex Jr., Brad Keselowski. I mean, there are so many different drivers who you can say, man, they've had some great runs in Vegas. It really, really is hard to handicap and say, well, man, this guy here, he's a clear-cut favorite.
Yeah, but there's guys that come here and are always good here. And Kyle Busch, you know, look at this. 11 of 24 races, top five. Only won once
at
his home track.
And that was 14 years ago.
Yes, it was.
In 2009, in a race, by the way, that Clint Bowyer is still mad at me about.
Because he was leading.
It was a 427-mile race instead of a 400-mile race, and Bowyer was leading at the 400-mile mark.
We talk about that every year on this one. But look at that. 11 top fives. That's phenomenal. And you look at guys like Brad Kay at the top of the list, 12 of 20. Joey, 12 of 20. 14 of 23, Harvick, 14 of 28. These are guys that have spectacular runs here. And then you got the guys you named. Alex Bowman runs great here. Look at Kyle Larson. 10 races, 14 top 10s, or 10 top 10s and 14 races.
He's got one win, and he also has a technical knockout by fall last year in this race. So. Had that little skirmish with he and Bubba in the infield grass. You know,
that was a... So it ended up in it. A lot of people got, there's a lot of worry in that.
Well, there was a lot of marketing. It was a
yes,
derived from that.
Your Texas brethren used to do a great job at marketing those things. But you know, what's nice about this is it's a mile and a half track they've been to this year. So we have a lot of history. William Byron won the race earlier this season. Kyle Larson finished second in that race. So Hendrick, that was when Hendrick was dominating the season, and Byron and Larson battling each other right there till the very end. So, a lot of good news here for the Chevys. A lot of good news if you're William Byron, Kyle Larson, trying to get to the next round. And we might see some familiar names at the top of the list when we get to the odds to win.
I think so. I mean, obviously, you got to look at the Hendrick cars. They're going to be at the top of the betting list.
All right. We'll get that to you when we come back.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Gone Racing, VSiN's premier NASCAR betting podcast. Here are your hosts, former NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan and Las Vegas Motor Speedway's Jeff Motley.
And we are back in the Circus studio, Mr. Motley. It is our favorite week of the year. It is South Point for 100 week for us here. And so you and I, we are doing the show even. We always argue that we have to do these odds very early. We're doing this even earlier this week because you and I, to say we have a couple things going on would be a mild understatement.
Yeah, we're actually closer to the Roval race than we are the Las Vegas race because we're only 3 days removed. We're taping this on Wednesday, but it's great. It's going to be a great week. You know, we're going to do a cool thing on Thursday. Before we even do your blackjack tournament, we're going to paint the start-finish line pink and have some breast cancer survivors out there. And then your blackjack tournament to raise money for Speedway Children's Charities on Thursday night. So it's a very busy Thursday for us. That's why we're recording on Wednesday this week. But, hey, shout out to Karina. She got us the odds late yesterday afternoon. I mean, and I guess a shout out to the folks at DraftKings and the various bookmakers that are able to get odds out this quickly on Las Vegas races that they don't do anywhere else. So we do appreciate it.
No, that was awesome. Karina always kicks butt for us and all the boys here coming in at odd times, even all of us going, what time are we doing this? But really neat deal that the Speedway Children's Charity thing, Jeff, that is, of course, the SMI charities that we all do stuff for. And pretty cool lineup. I think we got a good mix along the lineup.
Well, we got our NASCAR Hall of Famer, Rusty Wallace.
A soon-to-be Hall of Famer, Kevin Harvick.
And NASCAR champion, Kevin Harvick. We've got an Xfinity Series champion in Daniel Hemric. We got still a playoff driver in Chris Buescher.
And we got the toughest man in NASCAR, Ryan Preece.
Ryan Preece. And then we've got Rick Allen from NBC Sports. Golden Knights fans out there. Derek England, a former captain of the Golden Knights.
One of the misfits. One of the originals.
And TJ Lavin, who is an extreme sports star.
And people don't know, TJ is born and raised Vegas.
Oh, yeah. He's Vegas through and through.
Yeah,
and
I know. TJ is bad to the bone.
And if you're into extreme sports, everybody knows the name TJ Lavin. He is a big deal in that
And he's
world.
Got that new show on CBS that he's the host of, The Challenge or whatever that is. So, you know, TJ's done a lot of things, but I was really excited because we wanted kind of some other than just drivers. And I go, you know, man, TJ's such a good, been friends with him forever. And I called him up and told him, would you do this? He goes, hell yeah. I was like, all right, thanks, TJ. So we got a great lineup for that. But that's Thursday night. If you're in town early, you want to come to it.
Yeah, it's free to come out and watch.
Yep. And there's a guest pit boss that is going to be watching the cards.
Yeah, and there might be a surprise dealer at the final table who we won't mention any names, but he might have had to refresh his dealing license in the last week or so.
I did have to make sure I still have my sheriff's card. Yes, we did. But pit boss is even, he won't say much. Just give him some oats and a carrot, and he might be able to lead you around.
All right, we digress.
There we go. Let's get into the odds to win our South Point 400 at Vegas. And we teased you beforehand, those Hendrick drivers, well, guess what? They're sitting right at the top of the list. Kyle Larson is your leader at 450. William Byron's 550. Denny Hamlin's tied with him there at 550. Then Tyler Reddick, Martin Truex Jr., the three Toyotas basically are the next ones at 750s. And then Christopher Bell, 10-1. Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, 13. Chase Elliott, 15. Brad Kay, Chris Buescher, 16-1. The RFK teammates there, 20-1. Bubba Wallace, Ross Chastain, 22. Ty Gibbs, that's a pretty low number if you want the truth for a Ty Gibbs, 28-1. Joey Logano, 30. And Alex Bowman, 35-1. There is a lot of former winners here, and former winners very recently.
And a three-time winner.
Yeah.
Who some people like to say he drives the company car, especially in the spring when it's the Pennzoil 400.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge number on Joey Logano. You know, I look at that Joey Logano number, and the other one, it really kind of jumps off the page at me. Who, I know he hasn't won, but who has been incredible on 1.5 mile tracks this year? Bubba Wallace. 20-1. That's a big number. I'm not necessarily sure I'm ready to go 20-1, but I know we're going to talk top threes in a little while. And boy, I tell you, top threes on a couple of those guys could be a pretty good number.
Well, look, I've been poo-pooing the Fords a lot this year, right? But then we had Chris Buescher rattle off three races in a row where he won on the Michigan. He won at, you know, the Super Speedway at Atlanta. He was able to do it at all these multiple style tracks. Here he is sitting out here with a massive number too. So there's a lot of guys with some big numbers there that you know, they're pretty darn good.
Well, and I think, you know, you talked about poo-pooing the Fords. I think that's because we were so disappointed in the performance of the Penske cars and the Stewart-Haas cars. And to be honest with you, the Roush Fenway cars kind of snuck up on us. And if I told you when the year started that the only Ford that would be left in the playoffs with eight races to go
would be an RFK Ford.
And would you think it would be Chris Buescher?
And Blaney.
Oh, yeah, Blaney. That's right. I've got Blaney's in there, yeah.
But no, I absolutely would not have named Chris Buescher and Brad Keselowski as two of the three Fords, of the four Fords that were in the playoffs. So absolutely wonderful job on their point. And then there's Chase Elliott. You and I have talked. Can Chase Elliott get the W? We talked about Hendrick and how great they are at these racetracks. There's Chase Elliott sitting out there with a huge number also for a win. So
I think Chase Elliott may have had his best chance to go out the window last week, but we'll see.
You want to hear a stat for Chase Elliott on mile and a half? Last eight races, two top tens.
Wow. Wow.
If I had not told you that stat, would you
have
realized that?
No, I would have never guessed that. I know he hasn't really been that great in Vegas. He certainly never won in Vegas, so I don't know that he's been really felt like he was going to win in Vegas either. So
no, but only two top tens, the last 10 just mile and a half races. So I was not expecting that. Let's get to the second page of these guys, and it kicks off with a guy that's fantastic here also. Kevin Harvick is 40-1, Eric Jones 45, Daniel Suarez up there at 80-1, and then the long shots, Chase Briscoe, Carson Hocevar, Ricky Stenhouse, Eric Almirola, 150s, your last week's winner, AJ, down to 250 with Austin Dillon, Michael McDowell, then some of the bigger, longer guys.
The only guy on this page at all, I say, you never know, is Eric Jones. Eric Jones has had some good runs in Vegas. That Legacy Motor Club team with Mari Gallagher being their team owner, being a Las Vegas guy, I know they're going to put a lot of emphasis on this weekend for both Eric and for Carson. But, if you're looking at a long shot flyer, well, honestly, I'll take Joey Logano at 30-1 as my long shot flyer. But if you're looking for another one that's on this page two of our sheet, 45-1, Eric Jones.
Nope, I like that Eric Jones number. I was even thinking maybe a Kevin Harvick. I mean, Harvick is not terrible. He's been running well. You know, we poo-poo him because he hasn't won, but he's running strong. But 40-1, I'd still put him up higher than 40-1.
I don't disagree with you, but again, I just don't see Harvick getting a win. I mean, the only reason I say that's because, yeah, I think Phoenix is a track he could go to and win, but I just don't see anybody other than one of whoever the final four is winning that race.
It's just so hard without that. Let's get to the top threes, and top threes, as always, they mirror our odds to win. It kicks off It kicks off with Kyle Larson is your favorite, plus 120. William Byron is 140 with Denny Hamlin, 140. Then the two other Toyotas, Tyler Reddick, 190. Martin Truex Jr., 190. Christopher Bell, 275. Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, 350. Chase Elliott, 400. Now, here's where we get some decent numbers here, man. Brad Keselowski and Chris Buescher, 450. Bubba Wallace, 475. Ross Chastain, 5. Ty Gibbs still running strong there to 700. Logano, 800. Alex Bowman, 900. You know, what about that Bowman deal? We've talked how he just disappears, and he has kind of disappeared, but Vegas is the type of place that he always just suddenly shows back up at.
Yeah, I'm not as high on him. I'm going to tell you, plus 800 on Joey Logano.
Yeah, I'm looking at that too.
Oh, boy. And I tell you, the other one, I mentioned Bubba Wallace earlier, but now when you start talking about top threes, Chris Buescher plus 450.
I like that.
That's a pretty good number too.
I like that Chris Buescher plus 450 number right there. That to me is as well as he has run every week in and week out lately. We're not talking about him, you know, he's in the championship, top four right now. If this was the final round, he would have made it as of that last race. He was in the points after the deal. So Chris Buescher has been getting it done everywhere, quietly, not making a lot of noise.
Well, you know, the first half of the season, when we would go through our top 10 and Chris Buescher would show up 6th or 7th. Hey, how about Chris Buescher coming in 6th or 7th?
Yeah.
Now, if Chris Buescher comes in 6th or 7th, we kind of gloss right over him for the Austin Cindric finishing in 9th. So it's just a different mindset now and a mentality on Chris Buescher. We're expecting him to run well every week. It's not a surprise.
But is it really funny to you how Chris Buescher is so quiet doing it, not making a lot of noise? He's not disappeared like we say that Alex Bowman disappears or guys that he just every week he's not making noise. He's 5th, 6th, 7th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd wins, and he's solid, man. He's rough and tough.
And you know, I think another part of it with Chris Buescher's, you almost never ever see Chris Buescher making contact with another car. I haven't seen Chris Buescher storming down pit road at somebody. Even when Chris Buescher's had a bad race, I haven't seen him take his helmet off and throw it down on the ground and or not want to do an interview. Or when he does an interview, blame Goodyear or blame the racetrack or blame the PJ1 or whatever else they all want to blame. Chris Buescher is a guy who literally, he is the guy that carries his lunch pail to work every day and does his job well and gets on with his life.
We're Buescher believers in this booth right here. Let's get to the second page. It kicks off with Kevin Harvick 10-1, Eric Jones 11-1, Daniel Suarez 16, Chase Briscoe, Carson Hocevar, Ricky Stenhouse, Eric Almirola all at 28. Then you got the dinger down there at 50 with Austin Dillon, Michael McDowell 50s, some of the longer shot guys right there. That Eric Jones bet again though, it sticks out to me, 11-1. This is a guy, remember, that went to Kansas earlier this year, finished third at Kansas just a few races ago. So if you're looking for that sneaky guy, Darlington had another good run. That could be your guy.
Yeah, Eric Jones is the only one on this list that
intrigues you.
It intrigues me. The rest of them, I don't know. I just don't see it.
Kevin Harvick, maybe, but that Eric Jones 11-1. I bet not. Listen, we're going to regret not betting it. All right, we'll come back head-to-heads groups when we return.
This is Gone Racing, VSiN's premier NASCAR betting podcast. Here are your hosts, former NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan and Las Vegas Motor Speedway's Jeff Motley.
Want to rewatch any part of today's show, or any past show for that matter, check out the Gone Racing podcast. It's free and available now at VSiN.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. We give you all the latest news, odds, and everything you need to know to head straight to the betting counter before each and every NASCAR Cup race. While you're there, catch up on every other great VSiN show as well. VSiN.com/podcasts. And welcome back in, everybody. There's a betting counter right behind us here you can head to right after this show if you're looking to put a place a bet. A mighty fancy one too, if you look at that big old board and everything back there. The old South Point, man, we're just a little old, you know, just no frills, just regular old book. And
yeah, it's quite the
and you got a big
collection of screens over there. Pray we're getting ready to see Bryce Harper really, really big up on the screen.
You can see everybody really big on that screen.
Is that who's playing in the first game today? Phillies? I don't know.
Still Braves? Braves.
Wyatt said, let's go Braves.
Let's go Braves.
I mean, we had two Vegas guys for the Phillies. We got Harper and Bryson Stott. I'm going to root for the Vegas guys.
Former high school guys. All right.
He's really saying mean stuff in our ear.
You know, it's okay. That's right. We're going to talk about what we do in here, and that is talk about the sport that we consider is the best sport, and that is our NASCAR. And we are in the head-to-heads right now, and the head-to-heads have some decent numbers today.
I would say in terms of value, there's huge numbers now. They're not easy
wins.
They're
not easy to win. But there are some good head-to-head matchups. We kick off right now. You look at William Byron is a plus 105. So the guy that won, wait, let me get this straight. The guy that won in the fall, even though he had to pass Kyle Larson in the end, and it was and they moved each other, and it was a little, but he's a plus 105 against Kyle Larson. So I do like that.
Larson dominated that race until the last few
until
laps.
But if there's not a late caution,
Larson wins that race. And these odds are based on who basically had the best car.
I get
and
it.
Larson had the best car.
But I see a lot of numbers. I mean, dude, there are some numbers in here. Alex Bowman, look, he finished third in the fall. I'm there with you. Joey Logano won the race, this race, last year, the South Point 400 race. He's plus 120 against Alex Bowman, who's kind of disappeared right now. And Martin Truex Jr., who now having a bad, he hasn't been good lately. But if he's going to come back here, he's plus 115. Tyler Reddick is 140, a plus 140 head-to-head versus Kyle Larson. What?
Yeah, and the other Tyler Reddick one that I kind of like is the plus 120 against his boss, Denny Hamlin. You know, I think Reddick has done pretty well in these tracks here, and I think being plus 120 against Denny, I like that one. But I'm with you, 140 against Kyle Larson, and we know how good Tyler Reddick can be. I mean, Reddick, he can come out and kick everybody's butt when he's on.
He can. I mean, I'm just looking at some of these numbers going, man, that's a head-to-head. 140, 135, 120s. I think we're going to have to, in the break, I'm going to have to do a little bit of look through this head-to-head matchup stuff, because how have I got a 40-point lead on you guys?
Well, nickel and dimed us to death.
A nickel and dimed you to plus, what, 33 right now?
Yep,
something
yep.
like that?
Hey, I mean, you're right. Look, if you hit four singles, it equals a run, right?
You go to the Hall of Fame in baseball if you hitting one out of four pitches.
I mean, we got
I'm
the picture over there. It's like the Dave Kingman of picking. They either hit a home run or they strike out, and they strike out a lot more than they hit home runs.
There ain't enough home runs left in the season for them to catch me. All right, let's get to our group matchups. We
feel like pick Carson Hocevar, and he pulls an upset.
Pulls an upset win of 500-1. Yeah, no, here's the best is if people can still listen to Wyatt, oh, man. The conversations are much meaner than they used to be at the South Point Studio.
I know. I mean, he really said some mean stuff to me. About the Phillies, and I'm not even a Phillies fan.
Our ears are burning even from the guys behind the windows today. All right, let's get to the groups. Kyle Larson kicks off first. Kyle Larson is your favorite, 235. William Byram, Denny Hamlin, 260s. Martin Truex Jr., 325. That, you know, we talk about enticement right there. That Martin Truex Jr., 325. What'd you tell me about the playoffs so far?
That he hasn't had a top 15 in all six playoffs.
Excuse me, say a top five?
Top 15.
Oh, top 15.
So you could put that at plus 725.
Not
and
enticing
I wouldn't,
you enough.
It would not entice me enough. So, no, putting Martin Truex Jr. in Group A is not enticing. I understand what they're doing. Group A and Group B are made up of the eight playoff drivers. That's exactly what they've done. Now, I would have put Truex probably in B. But again, he's not even a plus 325 there. So you're really betting three guys there. I think Larson, he was the best car here in the spring. I know he didn't win the race. I really like Larson. If he was plus 185, I wouldn't touch it. Plus 235, I like that for Larson.
Well, and if I look at the stats here, the number one point getter last 10 mile and a half races, mile and a half, William Byron. I like the 260 on William Byron. He's been the best mile and a half driver. On the field. Yes, he had to pass Kyle Larson for a lot of those, and they've had some great battles, but I like that 260
one. I'm just going to also go, no one has ever swept both races at Las Vegas in 1 year. I don't think we're going to have somebody sweep both races, so that's part of why I'm going against William Byron. Okay. You know, Denny was really good here before we went to the new car. He hadn't been quite as good since we went to the new car here, so I'm going Larson.
All right. Well, let's get to Group B. Tyler Reddick, your favorite, is over there at 200. At 200. Ooh, tied with Christopher Bell at 200. And then the long shots, Ryan Blaney and Chris Buescher. Ryan Blaney, I agree with, because once again, we've talked about the Fords a little bit. We've talked about some of their lack of you know, power here. But Chris Buescher, 375? I mean, yeah, I get Tyler Reddick and C. Bell, but man.
Since about 2015, I think, how many times do you think there's been a Penske car in Victory Lane? I believe it's six times. I believe Brad won three with Penske. I believe Logano's won three with Penske. I'm not saying Ryan Blaney's going to win, but Blaney runs well in Vegas.
Yes,
Penske
he does.
Cars always run well in Vegas. A plus 375 is a very, very enticing number to me.
Five top tens in the last 10 races. I'm looking at Chris Buescher this year on the mile and a half, though. That has been their biggest weakness. Still.
Yes.
I mean, you know, and even Blaney, he's got four top tens last mile and a half. In the 10 of them, but the last couple, Kansas, he was 12th. Texas, he had a bad day with a crash. He was 9th. Atlanta don't count. He did win the Coke 600 this year, though.
I think Blaney at 375 is a pretty good bet here.
Look, I like Tyler Reddick. I think Tyler Reddick is going to probably have a chance to win this race or be the best one, but you're enticing me to bet this thing at that 325 number. I do like that a lot. I'm kind of with you on that one. Or 375, sorry, not even 25, 375. Right, let's get to Group
C. Even better.
Let's get to Group C. Group C kicks off with our favorite, Brad Keselowski at a 260, tied there with Kyle Busch and Chase Elliott, all 260s, and then Ross Chastain, 290. This one has me scratching my head.
Guess what this group is?
The one that you don't like.
That's when I throw up the X on this one. Don't like it at all.
My problem is I think that Kyle Busch has probably been the best, but as of late, he was fading. Chase Elliott is the one I think still is going to win a race, but with all the things with Chase going on, he's still in the playoffs, technically. Remember that? That team is in the playoffs. So, Brad Keselowski, though, man.
You have three guys at 260 for a reason.
Yeah.
And then Chastain, we kind of talked about the fact he's been a little bit of a disappointment this year. And disappointment, I mean, that's a tough word to use, but based off of last year.
Based off of his career, the breadth of his career.
Correct.
It's a disappointment.
I guess if you said, hey, you got to take somebody, I'd probably like Keselowski here. But I just don't know that I feel strong enough to bet it.
I was liking Chase Elliott. Just because he's still a playoff guy.
You've been
guy.
Saying that every week, though.
I know. This is a guy that's in the playoffs, technically. So if you have one playoff guy and a bunch of non-playoff guys, that, to me, is at least something that, and trust me, the drivers know that Chase Elliott is still in the owner's playoff because that's big money for the team.
So, oh, yeah. I'm sure the owners are in their ear.
Oh, absolutely.
Saying, hey, we don't want that one.
Absolutely. So, I don't know. Let's go to Group D. Group D kicks off with your favorite. How about this? A co-favorite, Ty Gibbs and Kevin Harvick at 255. And then Joey Logano and Alex Bowman, 280. I'm sorry. I'm circling this right now.
I like the two guys at the bottom.
Yeah.
Well above the two guys at the top.
Is even though Joey Logano has the this year, the mile and a half and all the Ford stuff, it's still Joey Logano. It's still Las Vegas. There's still that Penske thing you got going in your head. You know, that you were just talking about how Penske always has something here. And it's against Kevin Harvick, who just, I wish Kevin was doing better. But, you know, Joey did finish fifth at Kansas just a few weeks ago. Had a bad day at Texas in 21st. But I just.
I just don't like the two at the top nearly as much as I do the two at the bottom there.
Yeah, but Ty Gibbs has been, we're not giving Ty Gibbs a lot of credit, man. He's been.
Well, he got fourth last week. And honestly, the pit crew was actually singing his praises a little bit last week. And I was not. So I guess I'll give them a little bit of a credit for that last week. But he's still, I mean, look, he doesn't win a lot of groups.
He doesn't. That's the problem, is he doesn't win a lot of groups. And he's only got one top 10 in his only 10-mile-and-a-half races, Ty Gibbs, that is. So a little tough there with Ty Gibbs. He's got a ninth place, and that was Atlanta, which really isn't a mile-and-a-half anymore. So, all right.
It's a mile-and-a-half. It's just not the same kind of mile-and-a-half.
Let's get to Group E, and Group E has our really fun surprise this year. Carson Hocevar is your favorite at 245. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Eric Almirola, and Chase Briscoe.
Now, Hocevar has landed a full-time ride now for next year in the Cup Series.
Yes, he did. Spire Motorsports.
Or Spire.
275.
Placing Ty Dillon over there.
So, you know, honestly, I like the favorite. I think Carson's been running the best. That Legacy Motor Club team's been running the best. I think Carson Hocevar right there is I like that. We don't talk about him much. I like that.
See, I think the last few weeks, Briscoe's run much better. Kind of like Briscoe. Not sure I want to pick him, though.
I don't know. We might have maybe do a little side bet, a little side action. Yeah. Anyway, when we get back, we'll do Group F. We'll do our our team prop, and we'll give you our picks when we return.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Gone Racing, VSiN's premier NASCAR betting podcast. Here are your hosts, former NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan and Las Vegas Motor Speedway's Jeff Motley.
Welcome back in, guys. Gone Racing, final segment here, heading down to the checkered flag of our favorite week, South Point 400 week, and we kick off Group F with Motley and I off-air, been having a conversation about this group also. Co-favorites, Michael McDowell and Austin Dillon, 260s, and A.J. Allmendinger, 270, and Ryan Preece, 280. I could go with Ryan Preece just because he came to the blackjack tournament for us, and I could say that I could bet him.
I bet on you. I picked you. You know, McDowell's the guy that made the playoffs here. I like McDowell. I mean, I don't have some big philosophical reason for liking McDowell, but he's the guy that made the playoffs. I think, you know, he seems like a guy that's had some consistency this year. And look, he's still trying to win races. I mean, that team is trying to win races. I'm not saying the other guys aren't. Allmendinger, I know he's had some good mile and a half runs. Not so sure the Colley cars have been quite as good on a mile and a half later on in the season. And Austin Dillon, man, he's just been snake bit all year long, it seems like. So I like McDowell here.
I mean, statistically, Dillon has the highest average finish of these guys. But this season, if you look at the mile and a half, you go back to Charlotte, ninth place, good start early in the season. But then, you know, Kansas, 33rd, Vegas earlier this year, 27th, just hasn't been good there. So I probably got to jump on the McDowell bandwagon right there with you and say, you know, McDowell's probably been, I mean, he made the playoffs. I mean, the guy has been really good. So maybe just jump on the McDowell bandwagon with you.
It's almost like you changed the tune for when we were off the air.
I did. I looked at some. I mean, I'm thinking I want Priest just to say, Priest, I bet on you this week. Thanks for coming to the tournament. But I can't find a good number for that. Just looking. That's just not, it's not popping for me. You got the stats right here. Stats don't lie.
You're Mr. Analytics now.
Oh, hey now. Come on. That's my role on this. I get
AI Brendan. That'll be your new thing.
Well, AI. I used to guard AI. Does that count? Anyway,
is that what you called it?
Hey, I can shut him down until he shows up publicly and says I can't.
I'm gonna bet you saw the number on the back of his jersey more often than you saw the number on the front of his jersey.
Only because I threw him on the ground and was beating the crap out of him. Anyway,
was he talking about practice? Talking about practice.
You want to know why he didn't like practice? Hi. let's get to the manufacturer props. How do we digress so quickly on this show every week?
Well, you brought it up.
Professionally unprofessional.
But you brought him up.
I did. Well, no, you brought it up.
I didn't bring up Allen Iverson.
You said AI. It's the first thing I think of. I don't think of computers. I think of AI.
You got to get in the 21st century.
Right.
Says the older guy on the set.
Says the oldest guy even behind the glass.
Probably the oldest guy in the room right now. Yeah.
Let's go winning manufacturer prop. And we have Chevy's. No surprise there. Chevy's plus 120, Toyota's 135, and the Ford's a long 390. Honestly, you could have made that number 450, and I probably still wouldn't have bet a Ford. I do like the 135, but listen, 120 on a Toyota on the Chevys, that's still better than a normal head-to-head week. So, I mean, I can't say I dislike taking the favorite right there. Still a decent return for a bet.
Well, it is. I mean, you got a plus number on both those up there. So, you know, we've seen some negative numbers up there, especially on Chevrolet. So I could see going either way. I think that's the hard thing for me. But you are getting Byron and Larson, and I do think Byron and Larson clear away are probably the two most
And you're still
favorites.
Getting the other two Hendrick cars who have all run well here, just not at the moment. But it when you're in that Hendrick group, it can show up at any time.
No, you're exactly right. So I think the plus 120s are not a bad bet at all in Chevy.
Yeah. Well, let's briefly, because, you know, bad week for all of us last week in the Gone Racing Pool. Bad horror. Mm-hmm. Horrible week for all of us, wasn't it? Horrible week for everybody. Yeah. Nobody had a good week.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about the pit crew's week, do we? No.
Pit crew, what? Did they have bets last week?
They had a positive week for...
They did?
I think the first time since the Obama administration.
Golf clap.
Yep, they had a positive week. First time since the Obama administration, I believe.
So the thankfully for them, it got them back under minus 40 points on the season. Nicely done to the pit crew on that one.
I've got some work to do to get back into those
positive numbers again. They did win Gibbs in Group D, which was a good pick. Gibbs has been on fire. He can cash in tickets if you look at it. Chastain had a good week, got them there. I was really excited that Toyota was getting ready to win, and I thought I was good there. That didn't pan out. Gibbs had a great day, so I was like, well, that kind of killed that Brad and his deal there. But I did get it once again, head to head. Keeps me at a very small minus number. All you got to do is limit them minuses, guys. You just don't learn that. You're just trying to go for them big hits.
Yeah, the minuses can be a killer.
Well, since we do still always, of course, go worst to first. Hey, Jeff, who leads us in the worst category again?
The same group that's been worse since Memorial Day, I think.
Hey, didn't we see, did the belt make an appearance in studio today?
Yeah, well, it should have come with the bandages and the band-aids, too.
But did the guy wearing the belt, who happened to win a week for first time, like, since the Obama administration, might have been the first win of the season for them on the week, and they walk back in with the belt after 1 week? I think that's a little gutsy there. I'm not looking on camera because, folks, in this studio, it's all right here now. That right there is my eye line to Wyatt. Right. I'm just,
He just wanted to wear a belt today. It just happened to look like something that Mike Tyson used to wear.
Yeah. Nope. There they go. Well, we got a little Wyatt love back in there. That. They do have a camera back there for us.
See, now I get it. He's got an Atlanta Braves hat.
Got a Braves hat on.
So let me get this right. He's from like Michigan or Wisconsin or somewhere.
He's the voice of the Lady Rebs.
He lives out here. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
Everything's a long story.
He's whispering in our ear, but I know his dad's from Michigan, and I know he's got family in Michigan and Wisconsin. So.
All right. Well, let's give you these pit crew picks because they came hot off the press right here. They got a Bubba Wallace top three pick at +475. I do like that pick this week.
I do too, and I've talked myself out of it already.
I do like it, though. They got Tyler Reddick over Kyle Larson, the bigger number, the +140. I do like that one. They got Blaney to win Group B at 375, Chase Elliott to win Group C at 260, and Joey Logano to win Group D at a +280. So I like those picks. I'm okay with those.
Yeah, I got nothing really to argue about there. I mean, mine may not go exactly the same as his, but I like those picks.
I'm not going head-to-head against them anywhere, but I do think they've had a solid week. I hope the pit crew has an extremely solid week and can get themselves to a respectable negative number before the season is over.
I agree.
Because -40 points is not respectable.
Well, and we're supposed to be giving out betting advice, and we should all be wanting to win here.
But there's a certain point where you are getting advice. If you know that they're -40 on the season,
then don't pick whoever they're picking. Is that what you're saying?
You just lower down four choices into three if you talk the group. So, yeah, he's glaring at us through the window.
Yeah, I know. We can't even see, but the glass is going
to
break.
They're trying to count down the time, telling us to hurry up. They can't make the time go any faster.
You're right. I'm just saying. All right, I'll give you mine real quick. Go ahead. Then. So I'm going to go with that +800 on Joey Logano for a top three. He's been so good here, +800, like him. Group A, I'm going Kyle Larson, putting my money where my mouth is. I really think he's the guy to beat in the entire race. I'm going to go Group B. I agree with the pit crew, Ryan Blaney. I'm all in on Ryan Blaney in Group B. But in Group D, I'm going to go with Alex Bowman at +280 in Group D. And we talked about him. Michael McDowell, Group F, +260. I like McDowell.
Okay. I like that. There's a lot of bets I like this week. There's a lot of bets that we're all over the board with things, so I do kind of like that. I'm going to start off with the top three, and I'm going to go right to our man Chris Buescher, right? I mean, he's also coming to the blackjack tournament for us, so thank you, Chris, for showing up, and I'm going to put for showing up, we got you a top three bet, and when he's been cashing a lot of tickets, so I can't say I don't dislike that. We're going to do a head-to-head. I'm taking the Tyler Reddick, but I'm going the opposite one that the pit crew went to. I went to the +120 versus his owner, Denny Hamlin. I like that one a little better because I think Larson is going to be really tough. And Denny, this is when Denny tends to get a little tight for Denny. So I'm jumping on that. And I'm also taking a head-to-head. I'm going against my buddy Jeff Motley. I'm taking Kevin Harvick versus Ty Gibbs. I know Ty Gibbs has been running good.
How are you going against me?
I just mean the things you said, about Kevin Harvick.
But I haven't been on the Gibbs bandwagon either, though.
And Kevin's also coming to the blackjack tournament.
Well, yeah,
so
we're just going
to
pick everybody at the blackjack tournament. Ryan Preece and his group.
They have good odds. He's a +120 against a 12-year-old. I mean, come on. Kevin Harvick going out, I think he's got it. I think he's got it.
Can we get Rusty against DW, Dale, and Mark? He's coming to the blackjack tournament, too.
All right, that's really funny. And then I have a group matchup. It is Michael McDowell that I am jumping into, and I've lost that sheet somewhere. God only knows what I've done with it.
Oh, there it is. I could tell you because I've already picked
it. No, it wasn't Michael McDowell. Sorry. I apologize. Scratch that. Carson Hocevar, Group E. I'm going to do that Carson Hocevar bet. I think that the young man has definitely earned some respect and has really done some good news on that. So that's my fourth. And my fifth pick, I'm taking Chevy +120. I think there's too many good Chevys. I think the Hendrick cars are going to absolutely dominate this race.
Well, I think you could be right on that one. I mean, I certainly think Larson and Byron are going to be the two guys to beat. Look at what they've done in the past few races. I mean, yep. Larson's got a win, a year and a half ago. Byron won earlier this year.
Bowman's got one of them last couple of years. I mean, all good. They're always good here.
Yeah, so. Bowman's got a win. So, Chevy's definitely been good. But it's going to be an exciting week regardless.
Nope, absolutely. An exciting week for me and you, Jeff. This is
well, and I just want to thank you to you and your family. I mean, you guys are the first family of NASCAR racing in Las Vegas or racing in general. I mean, off-road and everything else. So we appreciate everything you guys have done for us.
We love having the Speedway here. First professional sport in Las Vegas, boxing and racing. They're the first two here. So we love having SMI. We love having Las Vegas Motor Speedway. For the South Point 400, we'll be back next week to break it down. Hopefully all three of us had great weeks at our home track. and we'll bring the second round at Homestead.
To Miami.
That's right. Thank you, guys.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.